All right, guys, welcome back to my podcast. Another eventful week for me here. It's been a good one. I feel like things are really looking up. And like I talked about last week, you know, I had the interview and I probably should call that place. but here's a little summary of what I've been doing. So this last week, you know, I've still been helping out my sister. We were able to go to my boyfriend's boss's house, go in his new swimming pool that they just built, and go swimming for the evening. It was his birthday. I think he was turning 43. So, but he is a very successful person, and I really admire for all the hard work that, you know, him and his wife have done for their family. And it's really exciting to see, you know, how much growth a person can have, because I know, you know, when they were first married, it probably wasn't, you know, it was probably happy in the beginning, but, you know, they probably weren't living off of much, like most of us. You know, we all start from somewhere where we don't have a lot. And it really makes you realize of, you know, how grateful, you know, even though, you know, I don't have those things right now, that I can aspire to be more like that. I also have been talking with my work and becoming a licensed agent, a health agent, and I think it's going to be a good next step for me, and really trying to expand my mind. You know, they do a state final exam, and literally I only have a week to study, but I'm trying to study while I'm taking calls at work this week and next week. The training starts on the 14th of August, so which is pretty, I'm pretty excited. But other than that, you know, I've just been really trying to expand my own mind, and you know, I've still been writing in my journal every day, and I've been reading my journal from back in 2009. I was about 16, around 16 at the time, and I would hang out with my sisters a lot. Usually my younger sister, me and her would fight, but you know, there's things that I look back and I'm like, why did I think that was so hard? Like, that doesn't, like, that's nothing. Like, it's not a big deal. And I feel like, you know, the more that I'm reading it, the more that I'm understanding of how much of a growth pattern that I've had in my own life, and really becoming more mature about things, and you know, really becoming my best self. And me and my boyfriend, we've been doing pretty well lately, which is great. Our relationship is picking back up to where it first started again. And I feel like I still have to build that every single day with him. But at the same time, you know, things are looking up, and, you know, we do have smaller arguments still, but they're, you know, they're things that I just try and move forward from, and, you know, that I shouldn't really make things a big deal, and I still kind of am, but I'm working on it. And, you know, it's just having that focus of, okay, you know, I'm doing this wrong, and next time, you know, I won't do that. I'll just let it go. You know, I'll just say, you know, it is what it is. We're here together as a team. And I also was able to pay off some more of our debt. And I did call unemployment. And I guess, you know, there's only a certain amount that you can put. And I was putting the wrong amount for my weekly gross income. And so basically they fixed that, and I'm getting more back, and they did miss a week of paying me. So hopefully that will, show up within the next few weeks. which will help me out a lot because right now I don't have anything in savings. I only have like $50. But you know, it's just a process, and you know, I'm going to have to be really, really more vigilant on, you know, what I'm spending and how much I'm spending, and making sure that, you know, I'm saving at least 20% of my paychecks that I'm getting still. That's something I hold myself accountable to. So, you know, if you are having any type of financial struggle, you know, you're not alone. I was there since I was 18. I've been, you know, really trying to focus in on trying to save money and paying off debt as soon as possible this year, even with the whole COVID thing going down, because I want to be debt free. That's one of the main things that I want in my life. And, you know, I'm willing to struggle through the whole process, sorry, to get there. So you guys just know you're not alone. Thank God that I still have everything that I have. I didn't expect to come this far this year. And I am grateful. Sorry, I'm so grateful for unemployment right now, because I would probably be out on the streets or trying to sell everything that I own. And that was really one of the biggest fears that I had. And, you know, I feel like the government has helped me a lot. And I do have a greater appreciation for the government now. And you know, there are a lot of people on food stamps and on, you know, Medicaid and, you know, receiving extra help from the government, Social Security, all those things. And, you know, we really should become more grateful. And I know, you know, like one of my best friends, you know, she's been living off of the state since she had her son. And, you know, she has a few more kids now, and she's still living in, you know, government housing. And, but she's living a happy life. She looks like she's, you know, growing up and, really, you know, just having the time of her life, you know, even with the circumstances that she has. And, you know, and sometimes, like, I think, you know, there's people that are living off the state, and you want to think like, oh, you know, they're getting, you know, all this money, and, you know, it's not fair. And, you know, now we're all stuck in that same boat of uncertainty, and it is something that I have grown more appreciation for, and I will never, ever take what I have for granted ever again, because throughout this whole year, it's just been struggle after struggle, but like, now I realize, like, that has made me grown into such a bigger person and becoming my best self. I shouldn't even be crying. I'm about to go to the gym in, like, a half an hour. Okay. We're gonna get off this crying mode. We're gonna become happy. We're gonna, you know, I just have so much joy for everything that's happening in my life. And, I don't know if I stated this last time, but I did pass my nutrition exam with ISSA, and which I didn't think I would pass. I thought I was, like, totally gonna fail it, but I got, you know, a 94%, and, like, I didn't think I would be able to do it, because I kind of felt like I didn't really know it all, but I knew the majority of it, and it really did show that I worked hard and I studied hard. And, you know, hopefully with this state exam that I take coming up within the next few weeks, you know, that you know, I expand my mind and I just say, you know, I'm going to study, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And, you know, if I fail this test, you know, it doesn't define me as a person because I've succeeded in so many other areas of my life. I hold myself accountable to the things that I value and that I believe in myself, and that I have the strength to do whatever it is that I need to do for me. So I kind of just wanted to go over a few things today. But that's just a little bit about what's going on. And my 2-year anniversary is coming up and I am super excited. I don't know what we're going to do, but even if it's not anything huge right now, you know, I'm still grateful. I'm so grateful for, you know, this man coming into my life and, you know, really accepting me for who I am, even though I know that I'm super stubborn at times and I'm very ignorant sometimes. And, you know, I'm trying to become better with those things and having a better attitude in life and, you know, looking forward to the future that we have together. And, you know, he's signing up for school and, which is awesome because, you know, I am so proud of him. He has came a long way from, you know, where he began his life. And, you know, I just only want him to aspire into the person that he truly wants to be and the, you know, everything that we want in our lives, that, you know, even if it's not everything that we want, that, you know, we're successful in our own ways, you know, either mentally, emotionally, or physically, or even, you know, financially would be great. But, you know, I don't think, as long as we're able to keep paying, you know, what we have off and, you know, just maintaining our bills and, you know, being able to buy groceries and, you know, not look for assistance with food stamps and things like that, I think, you know, things will really look up. And, you know, you see all these people that you want to become like in your life and you're like, okay, you know, what am I doing right now to be that way? And, you know, I don't think it's really about all the materialistic things for me. It's more of just like keeping myself sane, you know, not overdoing it with buying things. And because I see so many people do that and then, you know, they have all these clothes or they have, you know, all these toys, like a camper or a cabin or a boat or, you know, paddle boards, all those types of fun activities that you can do that are pretty expensive, but people buy them, you know, really making sure that you use that, you know, as much as possible, you know, and that's the hard thing is, like, you want to use it as much as possible, but then you don't, and, you know, that's something that I don't really want to falter on is, you know, if it's a value to me, you know, I'm going to cherish it and I'm going to use it. And if it doesn't bring value to my life or anything, you know, I'm not going to keep it if it's just going to be sitting around for half the year. So I'm really, you know, I'm really just trying to see what adds value to my life. And, you know, before I start buying things and, you know, having all this debt, you know, I don't feel that, I mean, debt can be a good thing if you're investing in something like yourself or your business or, you know, something that's going to add value to your life. But if it's just like, I don't know, say some something that I don't often use is my snowboard. You know, I like to go snowboarding, but it is expensive. It's getting more expensive. And I feel like a lot of things are getting more expensive. And so, you know, it's just not, it's taking the time out to go and do it and spending the money and then, making sure that you're maintaining that, product that you have as well. Cause with, you know, snowboards, you have to wax them every so often. And I haven't waxed mine for probably 5 years. So hopefully I will be able to start doing that again, but at the same time, you know, I just really feel that we need to value what we have already and, you know, and not really look towards things that we want, but, you know, see if they really add value to our lives. So I'm going to go over a few things that I was listening to. I've been listening to podcasts still. I can't really remember what Jay Shetty and Ed Milet talked about this week, but they were good podcasts. Every time they put something out, it's always great to hear, you know, other people's stories and stuff. But there's some things that I just kind of want to go over. So what do you think the meaning of life is? And question it to yourself. What is your most adventurous memory? What advice do you have for the younger generations? How would you define freedom? What do you love? And is there any other advice that you would give to yourself or someone else? Who do you love in your life? Who do you spend time with? So those are just a few things that, you know, I was listening to earlier, and, you know, this guy was answering these questions. And it really made me think, you know, I should ask that on my podcast, because we really need to really think about what, you know, the meaning of life is to us, or, you know, we need to really understand the perspective of somebody else's meaning of life. So my meaning of life would be to have a purpose, to make a difference, to impact anyone and everyone around us. My most adventurous memory is probably my whole life. You know, it's always been an adventure for me, and there's good and bad throughout it. But, you know, what I'm trying to do now is really look at the good side of it. And how would I define freedom is just being able to do what I want, and, you know, don't be ashamed of something that you want in your own life, because, you know, nobody is you, and everyone has a different path. What do I love? I really love to help people, you know, become their best self, because I feel like that's what I struggle with, is becoming my best self. And, you know, a lot of us downgrade ourselves and really beat ourselves up. And, you know, I'm trying to become better with that myself. And I feel that the more that I work on that, the more that I have, you know, being okay with what I'm doing and just telling myself, allowing myself to be okay, and, you know, really having self-love and self-respect for myself and not badgering myself because I don't deserve it. I really don't. And I don't feel that anybody else around me deserves to be badgered or mistreated. What am I most excited about? I'm excited for my uncertain future. I really am. You know, it doesn't have to happen for me right now, because I like the way that things are going, even if they are in a slower process. You know, but I feel that it is the pathway that is meant for me right now. And, you know, if that changes, great. You know, if it leads to a different direction, great. Like, I'm not gonna say no to any direction that this path takes me. And I'm really trying to be more vulnerable with how that happens and just accepting it and, you know, just saying it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine. Everything is going to work out in your favor. You just have to believe that it is. And you just have to believe it's all coming down to your first and foremost of your own beliefs and your values. You know, you really want to feel excited about it. You really want to speak how excited about it you are. What would life be like if this happened? So you really want to focus, and focusing is controlled by our questions to ourselves. So questioning yourself in a good, positive way, the way you feel about it, is gonna, you know, be a better focus for you. And you really just need to change yourself first to make sure that you're becoming somebody that you want to aspire into. And really, you are your own creator, because the happier you are, the more you're going to get out of life and how intertwined it's going to become. And so another thing, you know, your subconscious is always on autopilot. So I was listening to Tony Robbins today, believe it or not. And it was just a YouTube video. I think it was like 45 minutes. I just looked up words of wisdom and, you know, thought it would be good to talk about, you know, words of wisdom, because, you know, that's something that I really need to own up to. My own subconscious mind is, you know, your subconscious mind is always on autopilot, so your heart's always beating, or, you know, you're always, you know, if you're gonna go somewhere, you have to walk. So you're subconsciously just walking because you learned how to do that when you were 1 to 2 to 3 years old. It was probably 1 to 2, not three. But, you know, you really want to put yourself into that mindset of, you know, you don't want to say no to yourself. You say that you can, you know, and a lot of people will say, like my sister, she's like, don't, you know, don't trust anybody that's trying to market you on Facebook. And, you know, but they're really creating their own dreams, and, you know, they're really trying to reach out to people. And I respect that. You know, that's eventually what's something that I'm going to have to do with my own career and train, you know, trying to train people. And, you know, it's not going to be easy. I know it's not. I'm going to get no's all the time, all the time. I already get no's. I already got no's from doing Optavia. And, you know, I'm still considered a coach. I think by the end of this month, and I don't know if I'm going to renew it or not. But, you know, it's not easy to be rejected. I think that's one of the biggest things for me, and that's something that I'm going to have to learn and gonna have to overcome, and just believe in me. And if they say no, you know, that's on them. They're not ready. You know, they don't want to change. They don't want to aspire. They don't want anything, you know, they don't want anything in that aspect of their life. So, you know, let them do them, and you do you, because your passion and your purpose is bigger than their no. And I literally have to repeat myself that every single day. Because, I mean, I still feel that I am growing from that. So, you know, just see things as they are. Just really, you know, when you're getting into an argument with your spouse or something, you know, really see it as they are. You know, if you're having a disagreement, and, you know, that's something that happens all the time. My neighbor was actually just arguing yesterday on their patio, and I could see across the way. The neighbors upstairs were listening in, and I couldn't really hear anything. I opened up the window, but I couldn't hear what they were arguing about, which I didn't really care, but I just wanted to see what they were saying. But, you know, they ended up going back inside after maybe an hour. And, you know, even though we have those disagreements, you know, that doesn't, it shouldn't devalue that person. You know, you should still consider to respect that person, to value their opinion. And even if you don't agree with it, you know, you can just say, I don't agree with it. You know, I value you as a person, but I do not agree with what you're saying. And that's all you have to say, you know? And that's something that I also need to work on. I am not a good communicator still to this day, but, you know, I'm still working on it. It's a work in progress. And that's all that life is a work in progress. So, you know, really just have your own beliefs and values, you know, and they do control us. So the worse your beliefs are, the worse your life is going to end up. And the more better beliefs that you have, or your goals, are going to better your life with the perspective that you're looking into it. You know, so we really want to train ourselves, you know, train yourself every single day to accountability. You know, right now I'm trained to have the accountability of walking 15,000 steps a day. And I struggled yesterday so hard. Okay. I was literally at 6,000 steps and literally I only had 3 more hours till I had to go to bed. And luckily I was able to get up to 15,000 steps within that day. Like, there was another day that I only got 13,000 steps, but, you know, I didn't badger myself about it. I was like, it's fine. You know, it happens. It's only 2,000 steps less. Like, it's not a big deal. You're going to try again tomorrow anyway. And so I've been doing that for about almost 2 weeks now. And I'm really holding myself accountable to that because I told myself that's what I wanted to do. So I'm going to set that goal. I'm going to commit myself to that. And that's something that I'm going to obtain every single day for my own health, for my own investment of my life. And, you know, it's fine. You know, I'm not sitting like hardly ever at work anyway now, which is great too. You know, just don't count the days. Don't count how many days you've been doing something. You know, if you, you know, and I really haven't counted the days since I quit nicotine. I mean, I think it's been over a year now. I don't remember exactly which day I quit because I didn't write it down, but I just remember, oh, it was somewhere around here. So I just put a date and I was like, okay, it's fine. So, but don't set a date, you know, even if you're 9 days out of quitting something or quitting soda or whatever, do not count the days because it's not going to matter. It's not, I mean, you can set the day of when you quit something, but, you know, don't count it. Don't look at it. Don't see it for, you know, however many months and then come back to it and just say, oh, okay, it's been this many days. Like, that's freaking awesome. And, you know, I didn't really count the days when I was working out as well. And I remember that now because I really didn't count the days. I mean, I counted the years. I counted when I started, but I didn't really focus in on it. I wasn't like, okay, like today's day 10, like great, like I'm so excited. Not, you know, I didn't say that to myself. I was like, okay, cool. Like, this is awesome. It's been over a year. Like, I'm so happy. You know, you just have to really respect yourself in that aspect. So, you know, and really learn what you're doing and, you know, understanding it. What Tony Robbins said was, you know, create a relationship with the two things that you're trying to learn. So the first thing is you know what it is. And then the second thing is the unknown. So, and then when you find out the unknown and the known, that's how you're learning. That's how you're creating that learning mechanism in your own brain. You know, step up, you know, raise your standards of being your true self. So really just setting that standard to where that's your commitment, that's what you're doing, and there's nothing holding you back. Condition your mind every single day. So, you know, I don't, you know, and my subconscious is always going. it really depends on the day. Sometimes I have really crappy subconscious days, and some days I have really good subconscious days, and I'm like, okay, so, you know, like today is a really good subconscious day. When I first woke up, it was not a good subconscious day. It was like, I do not want to get out of bed. My body is freaking sore. Like, my boobs hurt, okay? I literally, like, last night, like, I went to bed, I had a heating pad on my belly, and it freaking, I just, like, my life, I felt like, I was like, oh my gosh, okay, how in the heck am I gonna go to sleep tonight? But I did, and I was able to get enough sleep. My boyfriend, he woke me up trying to open the blinds, and by then, I was just like, oh my gosh, I do not want to get out of bed. I'm probably going to stay in bed till 9 o'clock. And guess what time it is right now? It's 9 o'clock, and I've been up since 6:30, 6:40. And I started walking, you know, getting those steps in on my little stepper. And, oh, yeah. So, you know, your psychology of yourself is 80%. And that's what Tony Robbins said is, you know, everything that is happening in your mind literally is 80% of your of how it's going to be an outcome. You know, just have a ritual every single day. Start with why it is a must have for you. My must have is like being successful in my own way, creating the life that I want to live. You know, having those people there for me, valuing them, you know, respecting them, respecting myself first and foremost, and just really understanding that, you know, everyone is alive and everyone has problems. But it's really how we take those problems and we say, you know, this can either affect my day or this can make my life better, and there's something, you know, I'm needing to learn from it. You know, just really understanding, like, life isn't that bad. Like, you know, and I see my cousin's post all the time on Facebook, and, you know, she, you know, I love her to death. She's a little bit out there, but, you know, she's her own human, and, you know, she's always, always, always talking so negatively about what's happening, or she's sad, or, you know, something's going wrong in her life, and she's not really taking it as a growing experience. And it's really saddening for me to see that, because her life, the way that I see it is, you know, she's alive. Her heart is beating. You know, she has her family that she never goes to. She never goes to me. She never goes to any of our relatives for anything. Maybe she goes to her sister. But, you know, she has a disability. And, you know, and my other cousin, which is my mom's, I want to say it's my mom's aunt's daughter. So she is a distant cousin. But, you know, she has a disability as well. It's not really mentally, but it's just mobility. Her mobility is not there. And, you know, she's everything that she posts is just so positive. So it's really like there's two cousins. There's a negative cousin and a positive cousin. And you really want to see everything that the positive cousin is posting. And then you see everything that the negative cousin is posting. And you're like, okay, well, you know, it is what it is, and it's the way that they're taking their own lives, their own perspectives on their own lives, and, you know, you can either look at it as a crappy situation, or, you know, like, everyone's the same, like, even though I'm disabled, you know, I'm still gonna exercise, I'm still gonna eat healthy, I'm still gonna do this, I'm still gonna be mobile, I'm still gonna take care of myself, you know, and I really, you know, respect the one that is mobily disabled, because, you know, she's just, I wish I could go and see her right now. I really do. She only lives in California, which isn't too far, but, you know, hopefully, you know, there'll be a time and a place when that does happen for me where I can go and see her and just say, thank you. You know, thank you for everything. Or, you know, even just telling her right now and just messaging her and just saying thank you for everything. that you're posting, because it makes me a better person. It makes me realize of how fortunate my life is, and your life is fortunate as well. But you're expanding your own mind, even though you're mobily disabled, and you're saying, okay, you know, I'm going to go for a bike ride. You know, that's something that I want to do because I want to get physically more adapted to being more active, you know. And I just really appreciate what she's doing in her own life. So, I'm going to have to tell her that. But, you know, people have patterns, and that's another thing that Tony mentioned. You know, you develop these patterns. You develop, like I was saying, the frustration, the struggle. You develop, you know, having a positive mindset, saying to yourself, it's okay, you know, even though you failed, you know, it's the process of learning. Like, you're going to fail multiple times. And he, you know, he just stated that, you know, leadership, you have to develop, you have to, you know, and that's something that I want to try and do, not really have, you know, not really be a leader, but, you know, have the leadership qualities, and saying, you know, that even when someone is struggling throughout a workout or whatever, you know, just tell them to keep going. It's going to be fine. Like, it's only like 20% of your day, or, you know, 10% of your day, or 5% of your day. And, you know, there's 24 hours in a day. And so you're only taking that short time where, you know, it's going to be physically hard, but it's only for a short period. And that's my process is, you know, you're going to train, and you're going to push yourself. But you're not, you know, you don't see it, you know, as, okay, so the next tomorrow I'm not going to go because I don't want to. You know, I don't tell myself that. I say I'm going to go every single day, regardless of the way that I'm feeling, regardless of what's happening in my own life. It's stress relieving. It helps me mentally. I'm mentally becoming stronger because of what I'm doing every single day. In this January, you know, it'll be 4 years for me since I started my own training. And it's literally like, I can't believe I did it. Like, I honestly look back and I'm like, oh my God, I was that big? Like, what was wrong with me? Like, why did I let myself go? Why did I have that low self-esteem? Why did I feel so depressed? Why did I feel like I was going nowhere in life? It was because of the way I was treating myself and the things that I was eating and how late I was staying up, and I didn't care. You know, my schedule was all over the place anyway. Like, it didn't matter. And, you know, I was eventually able to get out of that job. But at the same time, you know, I really had to push myself for change. And I was scared. I didn't like uncertainty. I liked the comfort of my, you know, doing my own thing. And, you know, moving to Utah was total discomfort for me. It's still taking me time to really get into my comfort zone, really get into my own process. But I know, like, if my own life doesn't change, like, in my career aspect, and I'm not trying for other career paths, that I'm not going to go anywhere in life. I'm not going to meet new people. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to change. And a lot of people like to stay in that comfort zone, and I'm really trying to get out of it. And so just know that, you know, it's not going to be easy, but it'll be worth the change. It'll be worth the struggle. You know, he also said, you know, progress equals happiness. You know, change your approach, have the massive action to change. You know, what makes a difference in life, you know, and then never giving less to yourself. You know, really hold your rituals high, your standards that you put yourself up to. You know, failure will happen, but your decisions and how you create them. So the number one thing he said to do was focus on that decision. Number two, what does this mean? Make up meaning. So you're making up your own meaning in your own mind. And then also thirdly, what am I going to do? Is it going to be a good thing, or is it going to be a bad thing? And I really haven't tried to use this yet, but you know, this is something that I'm definitely going to be looking at more. You know, focus on what I'm going to be doing. Why is this so important to me? You know, the meaning of it, and then you know, what is the actions or what am I going to do to, you know, prosper in that aspect of my life? So just know you guys that you guys are all amazing. And you know, I am always here for any, you know, guidance or advice that you guys are needing. You know, don't ever be afraid to ask me a question, you know, or something that you want me to talk about. Because I feel that, you know, we all just need to be better with ourselves and we need to be better with the people around us. So, but it is time for me to go and train myself. I am so excited to get out today. It looks super nice outside. The sun is shining. It doesn't look windy. It's probably going to be a hot day. It's already 80 degrees. And hopefully, when you listen to this, it is going to be a bright day for you. You know, even if it's raining, just say it's going to be okay because rain is good. Rain is good for the earth. Rain is good for the soul. And just really try and look more positive on your own outlook of life and your and really just start respecting yourself and putting your hand on your heart and saying, you know, you're doing the best you can and you know, you do make a difference in anyone's life that you're encountering. Just know that. So, thank you guys so much for listening to this. I truly, truly appreciate it. I am so happy that I aspired myself to do this podcast and come back every single week and hold myself accountable to this because it really helps me grow as a person and, you know, just really understand and learn and keep learning. So, thank you guys so much again. Always. And remember to vote for me there for Miss Health and Fitness. There's only 14 more hours left. Maybe there's 11 now or 12. Anyway, there's only so many hours left for you guys to vote. So if you guys could go and vote for me, that would be awesome. I would appreciate it in advance. And it's very simple. I do have it on my link or sorry, my bio on my Instagram page. It's linked in my bio. I also did just post, it's on my Facebook page as a link. You'll have to scroll down a little bit, but you'll see it. It's a picture of me when I was bigger and a picture of me on the other side that is, like right now currently. So just know that your vote is very much appreciated. I'm still in 11th place in my division, and after this, it'll be to the top 15. So I'm super excited, you guys, and just know, you know, that I do totally appreciate your support, and I will come back to you guys next week with something new, something fresh. Something that is different from everybody else's podcast. So thanks so much. I appreciate it. Love you guys. Have a great day. See you soon.